All right, this is Tone, this is Flagpost, this is your NFL Week 2 Rundown. Let's go. Guys, this is your NFL Week 2 Rundown. This is Tone. This is Flagpost. We're going to get you caught up. We're going to get you everything you need to win and be ready for Week 2 in the NFL. Let's go. Starting tonight, we're recording this on Thursday night. As of right now, the Buccaneers and Panthers are playing. Let's take a live look in. Let's see what the score is. Let's see. We're still in the second quarter. There was a little bit of a delay because of thunderstorms. Right now, it looks like Tampa Bay is driving down 6-3. Well, let's get into that game. It's a pretty easy one. I thought the Panthers were going to pretty much walk away with this. But it looks like the Bucs are giving a little run for their money. And I got to tell you, the Panthers coming off a loss to the Rams. Christian McCaffrey, big game, 200 yards. And two scores. I thought he was going to get more of this. So far, kind of silent, but I still think Christian McCaffrey is going to run wild. He's going to get some goddamn points, and the Panthers are going to run over the Bucs. Spread of the game was 6.5 in favor of Carolina since they're home. And even though they are only up by 3, I'm going to stick with that spread. I like the Panthers. I like the over. The over is 40.5. I know it's still 9 points right now, but there could be big scoring coming. Book it. Start of the week, Sunday, we got 49ers and Bengals. We have two teams kind of without an identity. We have the Bengals, who kind of unknown, don't really project to do too much this season. A.J. Green injured until about the 4th or 5th week. They do have Andy Dalton back. They have some weapons in Boyd. But the Niners, I think in this one, they got some weapons as well. They got Jimmy Garoppolo. They have Greg Kittle. They got Matt Breida. They got some weapons. And I got to tell you, I think I like the 49ers in this one. Since he's favored at 2 at home. But I'm going to take the Niners. And I'm going to bet the over. Over's 45. Let's get it. Next up, we got the Chargers and the Lions. We got Matt Patricia with the Lions. We got the Chargers, Phillip Rivers. Of course, no Melvin Gordon, still holding out, saying, give me my money. Is he going to get his money? Probably not. Doesn't look like the Chargers are going to bend until the offseason. Doesn't look good for Melvin Gordon. Doesn't look good for the Chargers without Melvin Gordon. But they did win their first game, playing the Lions, kind of a middle-of-the-road team. Don't really figure to do too much in the grand scheme of things in the NFL this year, but nonetheless, still a good team. I do think that Phillip Rivers and company are going to have a big game. I think the Chargers are going to take this one. 2.5 spread. Take that. Over 48. Let's go. Big matchup. Divisional matchup, NFC North, Vikings, Packers, Pack at home, Lambeau, home opener. They looked pretty good last week. They had a good defense. Offense didn't do too much. Aaron Rodgers was kind of stifled by that Bear defense, but guess what? The Bear defense is, in my estimation, the best goddamn defense in the league. And this has come from a guy that is not a fan of the Bears. I'm sorry to tell you, Chicago, not a big fan. But I will give respect when respect is due, and they do have the best defense in the league. That being said, the Vikings, also a very good defense. Kirk Cousins, did he have a big game in that first game? No. Not really. 8 of 10, less than 100 yards. Is that what you get for $100 million? If that's what you get, I don't want it. But the Packers are going to want it. Home. Still think the Vikings have a little too much firepower on both sides. They have that great defense. They do have a pretty good offense with Dalvin Cook looking like he's back. Kirk Cousins, I guess, will come back to life. He does have some weapons. Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs. I'm going to look at the Vikings in this one. No Green Bay's favorite, 3. You get 3 for home, which means basically pick them. I'm going Vikings. Spread's at 44.5. Let's take the over. Book that shit. Next up, we got the Colts and the Titans. Titans coming off that big win versus Cleveland, destroying all the hopes in the city right off the bat. Baker Mayfield stifled. The rest of the team stifled. Odell Beckham Jr., okay game, not great game. Guess what? You only have a good game in wide receiver when your quarterback's having a good game. Baker Mayfield, play like garbage. Still remains to be seen about him, but we'll get to that later. Titans D looked pretty good. Marcus Mariota had about 300 yards in that one. He looked pretty good, but he always does this, doesn't he? He has a good game early, makes you think, wait a minute, he's a good quarterback. Is he a good quarterback? I don't know. If I'm running a take, my take is he's not. I think it's a fluke, but that Titans defense is for real. Colts, Andrew Luck. Let's not get into that. We all know what happened there. Jacoby Brissett, not terrible. Got some promise. He is a young quarterback. You never know. Maybe they still got some there. They did have Super Bowl aspirations. They have a pretty decent, good defense. Offense, they got some weapons. They got Eric Ebron, Jack Doyle, T.Y. Hilton. They got some weapons. If they could pull together, they could be dangerous. Tennessee home favorites in this one, 3 points. But we're going to go 2 in a row in this one. Let's go against that. I'm going to take the Colts. Spread is at 3. Sounds right. And guess what? The over-under on this one is a 45. Bet the over for sure. Let's go. Next up, we have the Patriots and Dolphins. If you have been living under a rock, you kind of don't know what's going on with the Patriots and Antonio Brown. But for the rest of us who are living over the rock, we all know that Antonio Brown is embroiled in yet more controversy. Came over to the Patriots. Some say there was some collusion. Maybe he wanted to get that contract, get out of Oakland. Just wanted to get out of Pittsburgh so he could finagle his way to New England. It's a conspiracy theory, but guess what? A lot of people think it's true. But now he's got some sexual assault claims. Woman came through saying she's his trainer. He did some unspeakable things to her. Still investigation. Some thoughts maybe the commissioner might put him on the commissioner's exempt list, which would basically make him not be able to play while still getting paid while they investigate. No news on that yet. Looks like he will play for Sunday. Not that Tom Brady and the Patriots need any more firepower. Without Antonio Brown, they're a Super Bowl team. Fortunately, I'm going to have to say it. They are the favorites. I think they got to be in that conversation as they are the ones to beat for the Super Bowl. They are on top of that hill. And they're playing the Dolphins. We all know what happened last week with the Dolphins. Dolphins had a bad week. Giving up a ton of points. Not looking good offense. Fitzmagic looked like he was ready to pretty much give it up. Call it a day. Going to quit. Just hung in there. Got some points. But they were still embarrassed. And you got to think, with this Patriots offense, Tom Brady, and his shiny new weapon, Antonio Brown, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse for the Dolphins. Big, big spread this week for them. New England is favorites by 18.5. And with the Dolphins playing like absolute garbage and no relief in sight, which, by the way, pretty much half the team asked for a trade. They want to get the hell out of there. They know something's going afoot. They don't want to be part of this. They might go winless. You know who thinks they're going to win this? Tone does. Tone thinks they're going to go winless. They're not winning again. With this team, with this offense, with this defense, it's not happening. You could call that. For this game, take that spread. Take the over, 48. It's going to be a big, big game for the Patriots. Big first game for Antonio Brown. Take that and book that shit. Bills, Giants. Second game in a row. Battle of New York last week. Bills against the Jets. Bills losing pretty much the entire game. Came back, scored 17 unanswered points. Got to win against my Jets. It was a tough loss to give up, but give credit when credit's due. Despite the four turnovers on offense, Bills battled back. Devin Singletary, new young rookie running back, looking very good, dangerous in the backfield, dangerous catching the ball out of the backfield. He's going to be a factor. I think he might be something special, something to look at in this game. Giants, well, we all know what the Giants did in the offseason. They pretty much unloaded a lot of the talent. Offense still has some weapons. They do have Saquon, probably in the discussion as the best running back in football right now. I think he probably is definitely in that conversation, if not the best running back in the league. Eli Manning didn't look great, didn't look horrible. He had some bad moments, he had some good moments, but that's what you get when you have a 40-year-old quarterback. He's on the cusp. In this game, second battle of New York, you got to think that it's going to be a middle-of-the-road scoring game. Bills do have a good defense, but I do think the Giants have enough weapons to force the issue. In this one, I think the Giants are going to pull it out. I think the Bills, they're going to be a little overmatched here with the experience. I'm going to go here, Giants against the spread. Buffalo's up 1.5. Not a good big spread, but I'm going to go Giants in this one. Over-under is 44. I'm going to go over. Let's go. Big marquee game of the week. We have Seahawks and Steelers. Pittsburgh being absolutely embarrassed by the Patriots. Scoring 3 points against that defense. Yeah, they lost Antonio Brown. Yep. No Saquon. Sorry. Saquon. Le'Veon. No Le'Veon. Le'Veon and the Jets. Antonio Brown. We know what happened with him. They still got Juju Smith-Schuster. They got Moncrief. They got some weapons. They have James Conner. But still, only 3 points against the Patriots. Seahawks pulling out a very, very slim win against the Bengals at home last week, 21-20. I think it's going to be a closer game than most people think. I think both offenses are pretty much even. Defenses, if I have to give an edge, it's going to go to Seahawks. But in this one, I think the Steelers got it with the spread, 4.5. Take it, over-under, 45.5. Book it with the over. Next up, we got a divisional game, NFC East, Cowboys, Redskins. Dallas favored by 5. Redskins nearly pulling out the upset against the Eagles. The late loss against the Eagles. Carson Wentz coming back, shaking up the rust, hooking up with DeSean Jackson. It's a new toy. Cowboys being up on the Giants. Zeke, big contract, not a big game. You know, not a big game. Dak Prescott. Guy's asking for $40 million a year, and you know what? He's playing like he wants $50 million a year now. 400 yards, boatload of touchdowns. In this game, I think you're going to see a lot of the same. I think Cowboys are going to just blow him away. Cowboys with the spread, over-under is 46, take the under. Just because, let's face it, Redskins aren't going to score anything against this defense. Cowboys, spread, under, let's go. Cardinals and Ravens. We got ourselves a very easy matchup here. Baltimore coming in, 13.5 favorites. Cardinals, just not a good team. Kyler Murray didn't look bad, but guess what? The rest of the team, not much talent there. David Johnson, good game. Larry Fitzgerald, okay game. Ravens, of course, beat up on the Dolphins, scoring a ton of points. Lamar Jackson looking like a beast, MVP. But you know what? You know what, Lamar Jackson? Anybody will look like a beast, like an MVP against the Dolphins. The Dolphins are just that bad. But you know what? They're still going to pull out the win here. Ravens, you got to take them. Go against the spread. No way they're going to clear that 13.5. I think it's going to be a little closer than you think. But the Ravens are going to win nonetheless. Over under 46. Take the over. Book it. Let's go. Another divisional game. We got the Jaguars and the Texans. Of course, Jaguars losing Big Dick Nick. Big free agent pickup. We got their quarterback. Got rid of Blake Bortles. Blake Bortles go off to the Rams. What happens? Big Dick gone. New quarterback in. Defense didn't look great. Texans very nearly squeezing out a win against the Saints. Coming down to the wire. Had the lead with about 2 minutes to go. Will Lutz kicking big, big field goal for the Saints. Getting that win. Very close game. But this one's not going to be that close. Houston's got the spread of 9. I like the Texans. Take the spread. Over is 43. Take it and book it. Next up, we got another divisional game, Chiefs and Raiders. Chiefs coming off a big win. Raiders also coming off a big win, saying, you know what, Antonio? Take your ass to New England. We don't need your ass. Let's go. Bam. We're going to get that win no matter what. Problem is, they play the Broncos. You know what's up with the Broncos? Broncos suck. Broncos are not a good team, people. I'm telling you right now, Tony's got to take. You know what the take is? Broncos suck. Joe Flacco, garbage. There's a reason why he was run out of Baltimore. He is Flacco, and he is wacko. All right, I tried. Come on, guys. Give me a little break. But this one, Chiefs, Raiders, Chiefs are 7-point favorites. I think even with the loss of Tyreek Hill for the Chiefs, they still got Sammy Watkins. They still got Travis Kelce. They got new man in town, LeSean McCoy. I think he's going to have a good game, big game. Raiders, I just don't see them beating them. I think the Chiefs have a far superior offense. I think their offense is only second in the league to the Patriots. And it's going to show up in this one. Chiefs 7 spread. Take it. Chiefs over 53. Absolutely. Let's take it. Bam. Next up, we got Bears and Broncos. Broncos. All right, let's move on. Bears. Coming off a loss, didn't look good. Mitch Trubisky looked very bad in that one. That first game against the Pack. Threw the ball 44 times. Almost no running game. Rookie running back Montgomery, not a factor. Tariq Cohen, not a factor. And guess what? When you don't get these guys involved, you don't win games. Bears defense looked amazing. They are the best defense in the league. And going against the Broncos, whose offense is not anywhere near even being adequate. Bears are going to get this one. They have a 2.5 spread. Spread. Bears under. Under is 40.5. It's only under because the Broncos are going to score no points. Hot take. Bears shut out. Let's go. Let's just pause for a little bit. A little drink here. Delicious. Big game of the week. Big game of the week. The game of the week. NFC Championship rematch. Saints, Rams. Both teams coming off big wins. Rams against Panthers. Saints against the Texans. Drew Brees didn't look great. Didn't look bad. We also had the Rams. We had Jared Goff signing that big contract. Also, didn't look great. Didn't look bad. Just kind of middle of the road. Both guys will look to kind of rebound, lead their teams. Todd Gurley, where are you? Didn't do a whole lot. Not the Todd Gurley we know. If your fantasy guys out there, he didn't have that big fantasy week. 10 points. That's not a good fantasy player right there. But I think he's going to rebound in this one. Saints, Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, big games. I think it's going to be a very high-scoring game. In this one, though, I think the Rams are going to prove it wasn't a fluke. I like the Rams in this one. Take the spread. Over 52. Absolutely. Let's go. Next up, we have the Battle of the Birds. Eagles and Falcons. Phillies favored by 1.5. This is your Sunday night game of the week. Matty Ice, horrible. Look terrible. This offense didn't look good at all for the Falcons. Julio Jones getting that big extension. Did he deserve it? All right. He's a good player. You know, he's top 10 wide receivers, but where's his offense? Devonta Freeman, where are you? I don't see you. This offense didn't look good last week. They're going to look to bounce back against an Eagles defense that gives up a ton of points. They also score a ton of points. Carson Wentz, Zach Ertz, new man in town, old man in town, Deshaun Jackson, looking to get those points. In this one, though, you got to take the Eagles, take the over. Over is 51 for the spread, for the win. Let's go. Monday night game of the week. Browns and my Jets. I don't even know what to say anymore. I've been a Jets fan since 1994. Since 1994, this team has been letting me down. This year, came in with so much promise. Both these teams came in with so much promise. Baker Mayfield giving the city of Cleveland some hope. Sam Darnold, Le'Veon Bell, giving the Jets some hope. Maybe things will turn around. Both teams losing their first game. Didn't look great. Jets giving up the big lead, losing late. Cleveland, Baker, didn't look good for most of the game. And then, of course, now Thursday, we get the news. Sam Darnold has mono. Let me say that again. Sam Darnold, the adult, has mono. What the fuck? Seriously, dude. Seriously? You're kidding me. That is unbelievable. He's out. He's going to be out for multiple weeks. Playing Browns this week. Playing the Patriots next week. And then we get a bye. And we're going to need every second of that fucking bye to get healthy. CJ Mosley, questionable. Anchor of that defense for the first game. When he went out, changed the whole thing. Le'Veon Bell, MRI on Thursday. No word yet. The Saints precaution, but you never know. Cleveland, let's be chomping at the bits. Because if the Jets don't have the defensive star, if the Jets don't have a quarterback, do you know what happens, Jet fans? Join me in the misery. We're going to lose this one. Initially, I had the Jets winning this one. Because I thought, you know what? They're going to win that rematch from last year. But I'm changing my stance given today. Sam Darnold out. Trevor Siemian in. Loss number 2. Cleveland had that 2.5 spread. I think that's a foregone conclusion. Take Cleveland spread over 46. Not even close. Take that under. And that's what's up. Okay, guys. This has been your NFL Week 2 Rundown. Of course, for all the latest news, you can check out our Twitter page, Flagpost Sports. We just launched our new Twitter page, Flagpost Bets, where we'll be giving you all your betting needs, all your betting news, and all the latest on all your favorite games, including college football. For more, of course, you can always go onto our website, goflagpost.com. This is Tone. This is your NFL Week 2 Rundown. Let's go.